Cool. Anything else? Effectively
Dropping out of school is relatively easy. You could just do it. Pretty much, if you were over the age of 15, you could just leave school. Well, it seems like social justice, whatever. The former version was all about being socially redemptive. We really don't have the resources to do that. People have to use their own bootstraps, pull on their own boots. We cannot provide a kind of social welfare state that will tolerate. Europe gets to play that game a little bit because they have some cultural things that encourage that. They're much more willing to be socialized than Americans are. Americans being dependent. You throw out the good thing or the bad thing, you go, well. Europe's also struggling under the fact that they're used to see what happens in the United States. Young people going out and protesting, beating up each other, not really doing much jail time at all. Where punishments for these kinds of behaviors, I think, are a little bit faster and a little bit harder. They have more of a tradition of protest, but it doesn't drive to rioting, hardly. It often runs to violence very quickly. You go, oh, well, that's our we have another problem, which is... European countries don't spend hardly any on their military. I think it should be somewhere in the middle. A kind of national service, like in Israel, you have to serve for 2 years in the military. Far more effective than you can. Does not overcome ways in this particular by its very nature, school has to do with something. Number one, it's not going to push it. It's not going to challenge you. If the program, I guess, were an attempt to try and remedy the fact that school, despite nature, could not be challenging to any kind of reasonability, since those are extra programs. They go down, up and down, through funding and whim, and who knows what else, you know, there could be all kinds of factors involved in. And, the really big affluent colleges, the ones that are really kind of the showrunners of academia, they don't really think much of the honors program. They think it's just glorified middle program. Together to impress somebody, and whether they produce results or not is actually kind of immaterial. So, always got to be careful. It's not that that's a great idea, given the circumstances. It just can't be executed well. When you say, well, it's okay. It doesn't matter. It's not. I don't blame anybody in particular. Sometimes there's excellent programs that carry out without much help at all. Usually, anything good happening is attributable to really dedicated and devoted people. It's always going to be other forces that kind of kill all this stuff off. Either it goes away, or it gets watered down, or it just falls apart, or it becomes ideological. Thank you. truth from it. Frankly. Well, let's just say that it's more profitable. If you can't turn it into a good paying job, what is it good for? So, that's kind of where things stand right here.
Scholarship is not one of the big purposes.